Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please be hopeful.
1 Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think that, well, y'all say you can't do this, you can't dress, and you can't do certain things.
It don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. Got to obey the word of God. This salvation in Acts 2:38 is not a must. I mean, it's not a maybe. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another play building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Kingdom of God Ministries. We will be continuing our part two discussion on deception in the church. We have a lot of things we would like to bring out. We're going to do a 60-minute broadcast today, so buckle your seatbelts. We're coming live. And like I said, always, if you have you want to get in touch with us, the best way to do so is by email. And you can email us at kogm77@gmail.com. And before we go into our broadcast, we want to just open with prayer. And then we will proceed into the broadcast. Father God, we just would like to thank you on today. We thank you for your many wonderful blessings. We thank you, Lord God, that you are worthy of our praise. Lord God, we worship you today. Lord God, we ask that as we go and teach your word, that you equip us with your anointing, with your spirit, your power, that we will deliver the word unadulterated truth, Lord, as you give to us. Lord God, and we will not deviate from the word of God. Lord God, we ask that you strengthen Kingdom of God ministries. We ask that you bring in helpers to the kingdom. We need help. We need your support. If we have to continue the broadcast, and we do not rely on man's support, but we would like a donation, or if God has put on your heart to join with us and help us to fight this battle, just pray about it and ask the Lord what he would have you to do. So as we go into the broadcast today, like I said, we will continue our Spiritual Deception in the Church, Part 2. If you remember last week, we did a live deliverance on the air, and I want to report that our sister in the Lord, she's doing much better. She's not having all those blasphemous thoughts that she were getting. She's being strengthened. We showed her how she have to renew her mind with the Holy Scriptures, meditate on the Scriptures. We're not talking about this New Age meditation. But when Jesus say meditate on the Word, that means that you should read the Word and remember what he said in his Word. Hold on to what he told you in the Word. Don't live a defeated life and let the enemy tell you all these lies. And with that, that is what's going on in the church today. You have a lot of people who don't know the Word, so in return, they're being deceived with spiritual deception because they don't know the Word. They don't understand what the Word says. So a lot of false teaching is going around, and people gravitate to that because they have no root. They don't understand the Word of God. And this is the audience that deception or wolves in sheep clothing like to approach. They like to get you where you don't even know what the Word says. So if they can dumb you down to a state of mind where anything goes in the body of Christ, you don't have any foundation, therefore you receive the lie. So this is what we're bringing out today. And as you know, last week we talked about some of the New Age philosophy, all this Eastern mysticism, a lot of the mind. We talked on Alice Bailey. She was in the Theosophical Society. Helen Blavatsky, she was in there. Just wanted to read you a little bit about what she believed, Helen Blavatsky. I know it's a tricky word, but she was Russian. But in this statement, Blavatsky denies the unique sacredness of Christ's death, bringing the atoning blood of Jesus down to the level of any martyr or religious leader. What a contrast we find in the book of Revelation, you know, where it states that it is Jesus' blood that actually overcomes Satan. So if you're hearing these New Age people or postmodernists, anybody that's teaching you against the blood of Jesus Christ, you need to run. He said, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So she was teaching against the blood of the Lamb. And if you would get a book at her expose or some of her teachings, you could see, starting out as a young lady, she had a lot of mental problems. She would consult with, she believed in reincarnation. She believed in a lot of these New Age philosophies that we get today. And we have mainstream entertainers, your Oprahs, all these people, scientists, teaching this New Age philosophy. They teach about spirit guides. They teach about transcendental meditation. They teach about bringing, calling things into your own existence, into your own world. And this is some of her statements, and I want you to listen to this. The following statements by Helena Blavatsky further demonstrate her personal hatred for Jesus Christ and the glorification of Satan. She said, Lucifer is divine and terrestrial light, the Holy Ghost, and Satan at one and the same time. So like we said last week, you see a lot of extraterrestrial programming on your sci-fi networks. You see Medium. You see all these people promoting this New Age doctrine. There is a whole philosophy of dogmatic craft and reason why the first archangel who sprang from the depths of chaos was called Luz, L-U-S, or Lucifer, the luminous son of the morning. And see this garbage she's teaching? Or it says, Don, he was transformed by the church into Lucifer, or Satan, because he is higher and older than Jehovah, and he had to be sanctified to new dogma, an abridgment of the secret doctrine. And you see, so we don't want to get caught up in that because it's a lot of deception. And the sad thing, like we said last week, it has come into the body of Christ. I wanted to go over here to the book of Hosea, and then I'll get into my teaching. But if you would go to, with me to the book of Hosea 4:17-19, and turn with me to Hosea 4:17-19. It reads as such: Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye, it says, the wind have bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. All these idol worship, all this stuff was going on in the temple. Now let's go over here to Matthew, because that correlates with what I just read in Hosea. If you would go to Matthew 15:14, it states as such. It says, okay, it's Matthew 15:14. It says, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind, and if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Now, I want to say this. If you have a blind pastor who is blind to this New Age, metaphysical, esoteric religion, then the whole church going to be blind. Because that's what he was saying. How is the blind going to lead the blind? They all blind. Blind lead blind. So that's why when you try to bring things out in the scripture and show people that they're in error, talking about the third eye and all that, they get mad at you. Oh, he's a man of God. Yeah, but if he's allowing, what did I just read? If he is allowing occult practices in the church, he's not a man of God. Let's stop that. Just because somebody say Christian and put a Christian tag on there, it doesn't mean they're a man of God. And I get so sick of it because, like what I just said, you got a lot of blind people who don't know the word, and they're going to try to contradict you. And they send up in a lot of this garbage because it's appeasing to their fleshly desires. Let's go on. You got a lot of deception. You have deception. You have visualization, meditation. These are things they're doing in the church. Let's go over to 1 Timothy. It's a familiar scripture, but let's go there. It's 1 Timothy 4:1, and it's very familiar. It says 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. What did I just read? She is denouncing and denying the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. They said heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their conscience seared with the hot iron. Didn't I just tell you? He said, leave them alone. He said, they're blind. Forbidden to marry and commanded to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. This vegetarianism. And, you know, and I'm for a healthy diet. If you know Sister Montgomery, she is on her exercise. She eat right. But they do this as some type of temple worship. They'll be vegans because of some kind of ritualistic type of thing. And this is what Paul was talking about. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. And you, so we're not going to get all into that because we have 60 minutes today, but I just wanted to bring that up. Now, let me jump over here and tell you about some of these different practices that you will, it might sound familiar. You might say, oh, that sounds familiar. They're doing some of that in my church, as we kind of touched on yoga. This is yoga exercises, physical, mental, or spiritual, based on Eastern metaphysical assumptions designed to aid in enlightenment or self-realization. Goals sometimes include altered states of consciousness or using the practitioner with the impersonal pantheistic god. Types of yoga include karma yoga, spiritual union through correct conduct, bhakti yoga, spiritual union with devotion to a guru, jhana yoga, or jhana, J-U-A-N-A yoga, spiritual union through hidden knowledge, raja yoga, spiritual union through mental control, hatha yoga, spiritual union through body control, meditation, kundalini, the kundalini spirit, spiritual union through focusing inner energy, and tantra yoga, spiritual union through sexual practices. Yoga philosophy is based on the concept of reincarnation and is drawn from other Hindu scriptures. So you see, if you have yoga in the church, that's spiritual deception. Get it out the church. What do you need some yoga up in your church talking about exercises? You can run on the treadmill and get some exercise. You can go walk in 30 minutes and exercise. Why do you need to bring these demonic practices up in the house of God? Or is it the house of God? Maybe I need to ask that. Then you have Kabbalah, various spelling. It's a mystical Jewish teaching, and you see a lot of entertainers in this Kabbalahism. A mystical Jewish teaching, I believe it was the lady Madonna, she's in Kabbalahism. It's Jewish teachings intermingled with teachings of Gnosticism, Neoplatonism, magic, and the occult. The word Kabbalah means secret oral traditions and was coined by an 11th century Spanish philosopher. And I'm not going to try to even pronounce his name because I'll mess it up. The philosophy developed in Babylon during the Middle Ages from earlier Hebrew speculation and numerology. An early Kabbalist, Moses de Leon, developed and systemized the philosophy in the 13th century work, the Book of Zohar, sometimes spelled Zohar, meaning splendor. Then you have mysticism. This is the theory believed that man can know God or religious truth through the inward perception of the mind, internal illumination, or special revelation, and that such knowledge is more immediate, direct, and reliable than that obtained by ordinary understanding or sense perception. And let me say this. A lot of this spiritual deception, these churches, they act like they have some kind of new revelation. They have some kind of new enlightenment. The angels speak to them on a daily basis, and they can go up in the third heaven and talk to God. So see, what they're doing is playing on your ignorance. And because you want to hear something about supernatural and the spiritual realm, you gravitate to that. You're not even searching the scriptures and comparing what they said to the scriptures. Look. You compare everything Kingdom of God say to the scripture. And if you want to know about our what our creed, what we believe, go to our website. Go to kogm.net, and you can get the whole script, a whole intertwine of our beliefs, our core beliefs. That's what we believe. We're not coming here trying to tell you some new mysticism or new spiritual revelation. Everything we teach is out the Word of God. Now, God can give you insight onto the Holy Scriptures and bring things out more clearer. But I'm not sitting here telling you that, oh, the angel came to me and told me that I need to start this particular ministry because I have a new revelation. God didn't tell me that. God told us to just go out there and preach the word. Jesus is all you need. You don't need any mystical channeling, mysticism, yoga. I don't need all that. I got the Holy Spirit. Then you have Freemasonry. And we had talked some months ago on Freemasonry, and I'm not going to get into all that because it's a lot. Then you have globalism. Listen to this. When used in a religious sense, the term most often means to lose all national identity. Mankind must see itself as one world family. That's all New Age is talk about. That's all that we got to come together. You got Christian churches embracing all these Kabbalism, New Agers, and they're coming together talking about we're going to all be together and we're going to do good to the whole world. That's universalism. That's New Age. It says this is the I Am movement. Guy and Edna Ballard, occult, New Age pantheism, the God within. This is all they talk about. Directs praise and adoration in 18th century French occultists. I Am. Remember, I am God. We told you about Shirley MacLaine. Now you got the church talking about, I am a little G God. I am God. You can have what you say. Wanted to bring something out, too, about the word of faith. And it's kind of interesting because this is just a brief expose. It's not much. So if you want to find more about what they teach, you need to do an in-depth research on it. But what we do here, I don't have a lot of time, so I can't go into detail about everything. But what it was saying is word of faith movement. And I see the caller on the last four digits, 3150. If you could hold that until the end of the show, or if you could type on the chat room, we could get with you. But if you need prayer, just say you need prayer. But if you have something you would like to say, if you could wait till the end of the show, then we could get with you. And we'll open up the line for about the last 10 minutes, okay? All right, just bear with us. Word of Faith Movement, a movement based in large part on the teachings of E.W. Kenyon. He was 1867-1948. That because a distinct movement under the teaching and leadership of Kenneth Hagin, a Pentecostal faith healing evangelist. God himself is said to have created the world and do it all that he does by speaking words of faith. Man's creation in God's image is commonly understood to mean that human beings are little gods, capable of speaking creative words of faith. The fall of Adam into sin is interpreted as having transformed Adam and all unredeemed people. Okay, it says into Satan nature and has having transferred Adam Godhead or dominion on earth to Satan. Jesus is believed to have become man in order to restore human beings to Godhead as renewed incarnations of God. He is said to have done this by dying spiritually as well as physically on the cross, suffering in hell, and then while in hell becoming the first person to be born again. See how ludicrous this is. Before finally being raised from the dead. Those who believe in Jesus are supposedly empowered to speak words of faith again, especially in order to obtain bodily health and financial prosperity. And that's all they talk about, financial prosperity, both of which are supposedly guaranteed as present possessions in the atonement. It says, in contrast, traditional Christian theology teaches that God and God alone can bring about whatever he chooses, that man was created to reflect God's character and to be implement his will, not to be little gods, that man is fallen but not satanic in nature, that God is still in control of this world, that Jesus Christ alone is God incarnate, that Jesus died physically. And so if you would go into that, you could see that a lot of that is a lot of deceptive teaching. And that's why we have to be on guard, because it's infiltrating the church. You have people walking around, like I said last week, just to get some money. They have you doing chants and mantras. Speak it. Believe it. You can receive it. And that's not in the Bible. Our faith should be in Jesus, God, and Him alone. God say He gives wisdom to acquire wealth. If God wants you to have the wealth, God, don't you think God is big enough to know how to get that money or whatever you need to you? I'm going to just give you a testimony. I needed a car. My car was 11 years old. Had some credit problems because I had been out of work, and I would go to people, they would turn me down. Holy Spirit just say, call this place. Well, I called them, and they was able to get me in a car. Now, did I have to do some mantras? Did I have to put the picture of the car on my refrigerator and speak over that car? No. I just prayed, God, you know what I need, and if it's your will that I have a decent car, you know how to give it to me. And I thank you in Jesus' name. I went on about my business, driving my 11, 12-year-old car. You see what I'm saying? But God know what we need even before we ask. We don't have to use incantations. We don't need to be use all type of mesmerization and things of this nature. God is in control. And we trust God. Whatever God needs for us to get this word out, God is going to provide for us. If God wants us to go mainstream and have a big building, God is going to provide for us. But I refuse to go and start teaching heresy, bringing that in the church just to draw the prosperity or just to bring in the people, because I'm not going to do it. If God placed you on the backside of the desert, and sometimes I feel that's where we are, but don't you think God can prosper that? Don't you think God can cause things to grow on the backside of the desert? Why are you so worried about, I got to get a name for myself, I got to look this way, or I got to act this way? God know what you need. If God placed you in a particular ministry, you do what God called you to do. But you shouldn't be coveting. You shouldn't be doing all these things that's bringing all this deception up in the church just to get money. All kinds of fake healing, all kinds of fake prophecies just to draw people. Because, you know, when you start talking about, oh, the Lord talked to me, you know that's going to draw people up in there. Ooh, he heard from God. I remember the move of A.A. Allen. I was back in the 60s. I remember that. People would pack up and travel for miles and miles just to see some demons getting cast out of folks. We shouldn't be caught up on a lot of signs and wonders, because the Bible said in the last days the Antichrist is going to bring signs and wonders. We should be going by the fruit. If that man or woman that is sitting before us, if he is not possessing the fruit of the Spirit, you shouldn't be caught up in it, because it can bring spiritual deception. You don't want to be ignorant of his devices. If you're a child of God, you should not be ignorant of his devices, because God, in his Bible, has given us a blueprint that we need to follow. And we need to follow that wholeheartedly. And don't deviate from the word. If it's not in the word, then don't gravitate to it. If somebody comes teaching you some kind of heretical, weird doctrine, stay away from it. Trust God. Believe God. Don't follow all these foreign religions and metaphysical doctrine and New Agers, because he told you about their end. He told you their demise. Follow God. Follow Jesus, the Holy One. And with that, I'm going to conclude and bring this over to Brother Bob, and he can go as the Lord leader. And you guys be blessed, and we'll look forward to seeing you week after next. Be blessed.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters of the Most High God. We're still talking about spiritual deception in the church, part two. And we're going to bring out some things that's relevant to what's happening today. I heard Sister Montgomery, as she was going forth in this area of deception, the things that she was talking about is very real. And the reason we're talking about this is because all these different things, excuse me, is creeping off is creeping into various church bodies in the country. And not only is it creeping into the various church bodies in the country, that is preachers that are preaching and pushing these things. They are pushing things that is directly out of New Age, occultic practices, things that goes against God, that goes against the words of God, goes against the doctrines of Jesus Christ, goes against everything that the Bible teaches in reference to godly and holy living. So that's what's out there now. And they're mixing just a little bit of the word of God to make it palatable, to make it where you can receive it, to make it where you can eat it or digest it. But the end result is you get weaker and weaker, and eventually you die spiritually. You look good and healthy on the outside, but on the inside, you're dead. And that's what this deception, this spiritual or religious deception is doing to the body, is doing to the Christ, is doing to Christian people. It's destroying them. And as a result of that, many people don't have a true understanding of the word of God in any way, and it's because the word of God has been so twisted and so tangled up by people who are only concerned is what they can get, how they can prosper materially in this world. They're not concerned about your spirit, your soul, or anything like that. As a matter of fact, if you are perplexed, if you are tormented by foul spirits, you won't get too much out of them. No. You'll have to go somewhere else. You'll have to find some little preacher somewhere that the big preachers talk about and dog out and say they're not doing anything. But many of their members have to go find those small preachers, hole-in-the-wall preachers that they call them, holy rollers that they call them, or people that don't have much knowledge in the things of God. Many people in these various congregations that's all into materialism, if they want to get delivered, they have to find the people or the believers that the big-time preachers talk about and put down. And they call them cultists. And they put them down. They talk about them. They make sure they don't get any, support. But at the same time, their people can't get delivered from spiritual bondage. They can get money. They can get houses. They can get cars. They can get land. But they can't get delivered. Now, why is that? Why is it that people can't deliver? Why is it that people are suffering in their salvation? Why is it that people are being tormented by foul spirits, but they sit up in church every Sunday? They go to church two or three times a week, but they can't stop sinning. They won't hardly repent. They can't get free from various foul, evil, nasty spirits. Why is that? But they're hearing some kind of message every week. But they struggle with things on a daily basis. Now, I know none of us have reached true, full spiritual maturity. I know that. We're going to struggle with some things. But you should be mature in something. You shouldn't be bound on a daily basis while sitting in church, while going to church, while supposedly holding up holy banner. That's not how it should be. while reading or listening to the word of God. You should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There's no might in me personally. The might is in Christ Jesus. And the only reason that might is in me is because I have accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. It all comes back to Jesus Christ. People, it has little to do with man. It has everything to do with Jesus Christ. But what has happened, many people have subsequently weakened and taken out Christ of the church and have replaced this with doctrines of devils. Now, what are doctrines of devils? Doctrines of devils is any teaching that takes you away from the foundation of Jesus Christ, of the foundation of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Anything that takes you away from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is doctrines of devils. Now, they do that in various ways, and I'm going to get into some things, and then I'm going to get out of your way. But one thing I want to bring out, as Sister Montgomery was saying earlier, she was talking about Madame Blavatsky, or Helena Blavatsky, out of Russia. And the woman, she was a perverse woman. She was an evil woman. And she put out a plan years ago, decades ago, on something called the New World Order, or NWO. Now, she had some steps. She put out some steps, her and her cohorts, on how she was going to put her plan out to get people to more readily accept Lucifer, the devil, Satan, as God. Now, she planned this thing decades ago, and it came more to the forefront in 69, over 30, 40 years ago. But now we are seeing these things being manifest. Now, why am I saying this? I'm saying this because it's a direct deception and it's a direct attack against the church and Jesus Christ. And they want the world to be just like, well, they're working on it, basically how it was before the flood. Jesus said in his words, and he said this out of his own mouth, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the coming of the man, or when the coming of Jesus Christ comes back, when he comes back. Now, how was it at the time of Noah? It was completely evil. The scripture tells us that mankind only thought evil continuously. They wasn't thinking about good. They wasn't thinking about God. They wasn't thinking about righteousness. They weren't thinking about those things. The only thing they were thinking about were evil, murder, witchcraft, occultism, sodomy, rape, although whatever evil you can think about, that was the things that were going on at the time of Noah and before the time of Noah. They were doing all those evil things, and they didn't have anything to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They didn't have anything to do with Yahweh. They were totally bound up and wrapped up in satanic activity to the point that Father God had to clean the earth again. He had to purge the earth because it was getting to the point where humanity was flipping over and over and over and going closer and closer and closer to total demonic worship. That's what it was about. And the time of Noah, it was wicked past our most horrifying imagination. You couldn't even imagine how it was. So don't try. If it was so bad that the Lord God had to clean the whole earth with a flood, it was bad. It was bad. But Jesus said it was going to be like that when he comes back. He also said it was going to be worse than it ever was in history. Now, that's what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said, and it's getting to that point. But how did it get to that point? It's getting to that point through people like Helen Blavatsky, all these atheists, Satan worshipers, Luciferic people with large, huge amounts of money, but their minds are messed up. They don't have the right mind, so therefore they push satanic doctrines on innocent people. And so they push doctrines of devils on people through the media, through television, through music, through whatever method they can. That's what they do. That's why we're talking about spiritual deception. Now, if they can get this in the church through mind control, if that can get that to people who believe in God and cause them to lean over to Luciferic doctrines and satanic doctrines and doctrines of demons, then that makes their work much easier and it makes it faster. Why? Because they really don't have too many people that's speaking up against their philosophy or against their doctrines of devils. You see? And if the church stands back and just allow everything to go forth and we can't say what's right or wrong, well, who you think is going to rise up? It's not going to be Christ. It's going to be the enemy. And that's what you're seeing. So the spiritual deception is horrifying in that when you, it's like a snake, it's like a poison. When you receive that or you get that in your mind, you're gone. You'll believe anything. You'll go anyway. You'll say anything. You'll do anything, especially if you could connect it with your religious beliefs, especially if you could connect it with your particular denomination or religion. You see? So it's going to be difficult to know the truth if you don't get in your word, the Bible, if you don't start believing the word of the living God, if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is who we say he is, and if you don't believe that he did what the scripture said he did in the area of your salvation and deliverance, you're going to continue to be lost. Now, I'm going to read a few things to you. It's a new fad out there. We just found out about this, talking about the circle maker heresy. Excuse me. And this was something that was brought out in January 15, 2013, the circle maker heresy. I'm going to read a little bit of this to you. And then I'm going to go on over to the NWO plans that was exposed by an insider in 1969. Now, it's a book called The Circle Maker. It started making rounds through the churches now. This is through the churches. It's not out there in secular. It's through the churches, okay? As the latest new method to access untold blessings from God, a formula, a ritual, written by who? A pastor, Mark Batterson of National Community Church in Washington, D.C., The circle maker teaches a new method of prayer by drawing a circle either on the ground or in the Bible based on the old Jewish legend from the Talmud and misuses verses from the Bible to put a new spin on the prosperity gospel heresy that wrongly teaches that Christians can receive whatever material blessings they want from God. Not only is this a false teaching and heresy, it is also embracing concepts from witchcraft. You see how I said earlier, spiritual deception, how they bring in certain aspects of witchcraft, taking you away from the foundational teachings of Jesus Christ and what the Word of God says in reference to your blessing. You see? So you can't just believe in Jesus Christ. You can't just trust God. You got to go and get some new stuff so you can hurry up and get this material blessing, or if it is a blessing, or to hurry up and get stuff, because you're not going to wait on God for anything. You're not going to believe on just God and Christ for anything. You got to go and get it the way the world gets it. All right? Now, it says, not only is this a false teaching and heresy, it is also embracing concepts from witchcraft. The popularity of this book among Christians is yet another sign of the growing apostasy as the church moves away from the Bible to adopt any new method, even if it's linked to the occult. See, that's why we're talking about spiritual deception in the church. That's why we're talking about this. Because anytime you start taking worldly doctrines, demonic doctrines, secular doctrines on things, you're being led astray. Now, the thing about it is this. You can't start going south and wind up in the north. If you keep going south, you're going to wind up south. You're going to have to repent. You're going to have to turn around if you want to go north. So why am I saying this? If you start to incorporate any aspect of the occult or any aspect of witchcraft or any aspect of Luciferianism or any aspect of Satanism, if you incorporate any of that in the Word of God, guess what? You're going to be heading toward the lake of fire. You have to repent from this stuff. You can't miss it. You cannot miss oil and water. I do not care how hard you shake it. You can't mix that. It won't mix. People, come out from the deception. Come out from the deception. I'm sorry to say, and I don't mind saying it, Christ Jesus is the only way to the true kingdom of God. That's the only way. You're not going to get to God by mixing all this other crap in there. You're not going to get to God by mixing the Talmud and all this esoteric teachings and all these different writings by all these different demonized people. You're not going to get there that way. And we're just telling the truth. So you're not going to get into the kingdom of God using circle maker doctrines and teachings. It will lead you astray. It's no might, no maybe. It will lead you astray. And you will be worse off for it, and it will separate you from God, from God's love, and from deliverance. And not only will it affect you, it will affect everyone that you come in contact with, because that's how that works. It's like a virus. It's like a communicable disease. Because you're going to spread that lie, and I'm going to tell you why you're going to spread that lie. It's because when you start practicing these occult practices and witchcraft, that stuff works in hand with devils and demons for deception. And you can believe that those foul spirits, that those demons, those witches and warlocks, they're going to send foul spirits to bring you what you want, and you think it's God. That's the deception. Foul spirits, unclean spirits, demons, things that you can't imagine, will bring you stuff out of this world. Why? To make you think that you're in correct standing with God and you're on a slippery slope straight to hell. I'm bringing it out. Because it's sickening. It is sickening that believers is falling for this stuff. And it's sad because these things are things that they've been working on for decades. It's not anything that they just thought of yesterday. These people have been trying to infiltrate the church, the true church of God, for decades with this deception. And the reason it's working so well now is because nobody is speaking out against it. Not very many. You have some that's going to stand up and tell the truth, and I thank God for them. But you got some that's jumping over. that's jumping back over the fence towards the enemy. And they're deceiving many people with their words and with their lies and with their lives. Because they're showing a lot of people a bunch of blame. Look at my house. Look at my car. Look at my money. Look at my bank account. And then they'll lie and tell you that God gave it to them when the devil did. Satan can give you stuff, people. But it's at a great price. It's at a price that you really can't pay. You can't pay it because the price is your everlasting soul, lost in eternity forever for some crumbs of this world. And I mean crumbs, too. You can't take any of that stuff with you either way. So why would you sell your soul to the devil through deception that he brings to you? And he causes you to receive it, and you think you're right. That's the nature of deception. Thinking you're one thing and you're not. Thinking you're right when you're wrong. The scripture tells us there'll come a time when they'll call wrong right and right wrong, and that's where we are now. And we have to come against that. The only way we can come against that is preaching the word of the living God without compromise. And that's what we're doing. Now, getting back to this circle maker. New way to pray. Listen, but this is what John says, 1 John 4:1. He said, listen, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 John 4:1. Now, how are you going to try the spirits whether they are God? Well, you're going to try the Spirit of God by the Spirit of God, and you're going to try the spirits by the Word of God. So if you got something going on that's not in line with the Word of God, you need to check that thing. You need to move away from that thing. Because if it's going contrary to the Word of God and contrary to the Spirit of God, that's letting you know that it's not of God, and this person that's saying that 9 times out of 10 is a false prophet, even though he sounds good, even though he might use a little of the word, but if he starts speaking stuff that's contrary to the word of God and he starts leading you away from the Lord and away from the word of God and away from Jesus Christ, that's a false prophet. I don't care how good he sounds. That's a false prophet. Now, let me read you something else. Now, Baptism started National Community Church in 1996 with three people, and today it is one of the fastest-growing churches in Washington, D.C. We can't be deceived by the numbers, people. With 7 campuses where the church meets, it's consisting of coffee shops, movie theaters, and concert spaces. The Washington Post has dubbed Baptism one of the most promising leaders for the next generation. David Kinneman, president of the Christian Poland and the resulting firm, Bonner Group, said, I'm sure if anyone could make a bet as to whether he'll reach the rare echelon of the fastest growing church in Washington, D.C., with 7 campuses where the church, okay, praise the Lord. All right, glory to God. Now, let me go with something else. That's with another. Oh, yeah, let me bring this part out to you. Zondervan, one of the biggest publishers in the world, chose The Circle Maker, this is a book that the pastor wrote, as one of the 3 books to do a major PR campaign to tens of thousands of churches across America. The book debuted as a New York Times bestseller. So with all the excitement, hype, and popularity, what exactly is the book teaching? Well, they had a video there that I'm not going to get into. But the entire promise of the book is based on the legend of Honi, the circle maker. Yes. Of Honi, the circle maker. Remember that, Honi, the circle maker. This should be the first flag to any Bible-believing Christian. Okay. Says
And it is this author's sincere hope and prayer that this article will encourage believers to use the Bible as a basis of their beliefs and decisions about what is God-honoring and what is not. Okay, we're talking about Honey the Circle Maker. Now, this Honey fella, he was supposed to be a prophet, but he was the type of prophet that wanted to do things his way. He didn't want to wait on God. He didn't want to do things the way God said. He wanted to twist God's arm. He wanted his own whatever. What that sound? What does that sound like to you? Then Lucifer say that he was going to do such and such. He was going to go to the sides of the north. He was going to take over God's kingdom. He was going to run it the way he wanted to run it. And what happened to Lucifer? He got beat down. He got kicked out of the kingdom of heaven. Him and all his cohorts. Because he wanted to do it his way. He thought he could do a better job than God the Father, than Yahweh. Yeah. It's the same philosophy, people. It's the same thought pattern. It's centering in self. It's centering in something apart from God and God's word. They want to create their own whatever. Now, this Honey fellow, I'm going to read some more. I just brought out a little bit, but I want to just read some more. Now, this legend is a story from the Talmud and Midrash. It says a story from the Talmud and Midrash, which is a compilation of Jewish oral tradition and commentaries on the Mosaic Law. The point here is that the Talmud is not the traditional commentaries on the Mosaic Law. Honey is referred to as a prophet of God and yet is not mentioned in the Bible. It says, Honey did not wait to hear God's instructions as all the prophets of the Old Testament did. He has his own plan and ideas and took them to God for the Lord to execute. So Honey was such a kind of guy. He said, no, I'm not, Lord God, I'm not listening to you. I've got my own plan, and here it is right here in black and white, and I'm going to take this to you, and you're going to do what I wrote down right here. You're going to, Honey said, look, I'm going to, God, I'm twisting your arm. I can't do it your way. I got my own way, and you're going to do it my way. Now, that's what a lot of these false teachers and preachers do. They make up their own stuff. They say they got a new way, they got a new vision, they got some special angel that come down and told them that God is going to do this or that because they said it. Doesn't work that way, people. It doesn't work that way. He says he has his own plan and ideas and took them to God for the Lord to execute. It was Honey's idea to make the circle, not the Lord's. God did not tell Honey to draw this circle so he can get in and try to twist God's arm. This is the exact opposite of God's prophets who the word of the Lord came to and they acted upon it as willing servants. This is the spiritual deception, you see, that mere men can twist God's arm for what they want in this carnal and natural realm. But they're not wanting the things of God. They're not wanting to obey God. They want what they want, and they will devise different plans and schemes to get what they want of the carnal realm, of the natural realm. And whatever aspects of spirituality they get into is not godly spirituality. It is luciferic. It is occultic. It is witchcraft. But it's still spiritual. But it's not godly. It's still spiritual. But it's not godly. That's the deception right there. Now listen to this. The Bible says, study so thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. It encourages pastors to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, 2 Timothy 4:2. Now, both of these commands is focused on the Bible, which is the word of truth and doctrine. These various men are focusing on things outside of the word of God. They're bringing their people, their flock, to doctrines that is outside of the word of God, that is into all other types of spiritual books. That's separate from God, it's separate from word, it's separate from Jesus Christ, it's separate from salvation, that's separate from deliverance. It's separate from all that. But it'll get you what you want in this life, in this carnal life. It might get you the car, it might get you the house, it might get you money, but it'll also get you all kinds of foul spirits, demons, or persecutions, all this horror from the enemy. Yeah. So that's what we need to concentrate on. Now I'm gonna go a little bit further, then I'm gonna go into some things from the NWO plans that they put out some decades ago. It says let me bring some more word out here. In 2 Timothy 4:3-4 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables by Tony and like some of these other weird things that you're hearing out there. And there's a lot of weird stuff out there. Now, we have a guest call-in line. It's 323-375-0849. That's 323-375-0849. If you have a comment or if you desire a short prayer, you can call in. Now, we're not going to argue with anyone. So we're not opening the phone line so that somebody can call in and get on the soapbox. If that happens, you'll be just disconnected. But if you have a legitimate question or comment, you're more than welcome to call in. That's 323-375-0849. All right. Now, I'm going to read a little, just go through a little bit more here. It says we have to focus on sound doctrine. Batterson is teaching fables to the church. All right, we have a caller here, 3150. All right, I'm going to put you live, caller.
How you doing, my friend?
Yes, I'm listening.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing
that. I want to thank you very much for standing because you're absolutely right, sir. My name is Matthew Scutzins, and I'm the founder of Road to Redemption Ministries. And actually, I also have a show called What is the Gospel? Because unfortunately, what we have turned Christianity today into is nothing but a feel-good message to try to get people in the door in hope that something will happen. And the reason why we see powerless churches today is because there are weak, feeble and individuals that want to sit in pews that have the idea of, if I just say this little prayer 10 or 15 years ago, which may or may not have meant anything, maybe I was just appeasing somebody, then I'm covered by the blood of Jesus so I can continue in the walk that I want to choose, not the fact that God, or forgetting the fact that God told us to pick up the cross and follow him. So,
amen.
You know, I'm definitely inclined to, there is no inclination. I absolutely agree. And, you know, I praise God for the fact that you are willing to stand up. And we need to realize the ones that stand up, don't get discouraged because God says himself that, you know, for the prophets were persecuted before you. And
yes.
Jesus was persecuted, so we're going to be persecuted. So and that's, you know, I'd like to add a little bit, but I don't want to take up a whole bunch of your show.
Well, brother, I appreciate you calling in. And that is an encouragement to me. And you be encouraged also. And I have your number there. And I will put this out to you that if you don't mind me contacting you later on, I wouldn't mind. I'd like to do that. Would that be okay?
Absolutely, without a doubt, unequivocally, positively. How's that for an answer?
All right. I received that, brother.
All right, brother. Okay. God bless.
Bless you. Okay. All right. We thank the Lord for the brother that just called in. And we want you all out there to be encouraged that is standing for the truth of the gospel, that is standing for Jesus Christ. It is important. And I want you to know that God is honoring your stand for him. All right? I want you to know that. God is honoring your true stand for him. So keep standing. Keep preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And continue to fight against all this deception that's out there. Now, I'm going to go a little bit further. It says, now, Batterson reinforces this by saying he is, in fact, teaching how to pray in a new way. You don't have to pray in a new way. You pray the way the Lord would have you to pray. You pray the way the Spirit guides you to pray. You don't pray and do things according to what secular books say. On what occultists say, you go strictly by the word of the living God. Look, the Bible didn't say how what Daniel said when he prayed. But when Daniel prayed, God sent an angel and answered his prayer. Everybody that prayed in the scripture that were of God and had a relationship with God, God answered their prayer in one way or the other. So we don't need to worry about some formula. Not like that. The only formula we need to be concerned about is what the Bible says. Is what the Word of God says. Is what Jesus Christ said. Jesus started off a prayer with "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." That's how he started off. And then he went on down through the line. And that should be the basis for our prayer. There's no new it. Look, Solomon said this here. Solomon said, there's no new thing under the sun. Now, Solomon, Jesus said that Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived next to him. Because Jesus said a wiser than Solomon is here, which was Jesus Christ. Okay? So now the wisdom of Solomon is superseded by the wisdom of Jesus Christ. So that's whose wisdom we should follow. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. All right? Praise the Lord. Now, all right. So you can, and Batterson states, you just can't read the Bible. You need to start circling the promises. All of this is with this goal of achieving big dreams and having God deliver your desires to you. So now God is a slot machine. This me-entered approach to the Bible is a hallmark of the prosperity gospel heresy. It is a false teaching that misuses scripture to teach that whatever a Christian desires on earth, he can get it by using the word of God and twisting God's arm. Now, I'm going to go into a little different aspect now. Since we're talking about spiritual deception in the church, I'm going to go into the New World Order plans, okay? Now, these things were brought out in 1969. Now, it's lengthy, so I'll just read a little bit and go to the bullet points, and that'll go through the program. Now, this right here that I'm reading is not something I made up. This is a transcript of 2 out of 3 tapes on the New World System or New World Order. Tapes 1 and 2 were recorded in 1988. Now, it's 2013 now. Recorded in 1988 and are the recollection of Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan regarding a lecture he attended on March 20, 1969, at a meeting of the Pittsburgh Pediatric Society. The lecturer at that gathering of pediatricians identified in the tape three recorded in 1991 was a Dr. Richard Day. He died in 1989. At the time, Dr. Day was professor of pediatrics at Mount Sinai Medical School in New York. Previously, he had served as medical director of Planned Parenthood Federation of America. Dr. Dunnigan was formerly a student of Dr. Day at the University of Pittsburgh and is well acquainted with him, though not intimately. He described Dr. Day as an insider of the order, and although Dr. Dunnigan's memory was somewhat dim by the intervening years, he is able to provide enough details of the lecture to enable any enlightened person to discern the real purposes behind the trends of our time. This is a transcript of a loose conversational monologue that makes for better listening than reading to the New World System. Okay, amen. All right, what I want to read out is just some bullet points of this New World Order. It's a lot, so I'm not going to get into the detail. We'll bring that out later. But the contents of the New World Order, or New World System, say, is there a power, a force or group of men organizing and redirecting change? Listen, this is what the New World Order people are saying. Everything is in place and nobody can stop us now. People will have to get used to change. Now, that was a political point of our president's election, change. The real and the stated goals, population control, permission to have babies, redirecting the purpose of sex, this is the point of the New World Order, contraception universally available to all, sex education is a tool of world government, tax-funded abortion as population control, encouraging homosexuality, technology, families to diminish in importance, euthanasia and the demise pill, limiting access to affordable medical, planning the control over medicine, elimination of private doctors, new difficult to diagnose and untreatable diseases. Now, do you see that? Does that sound familiar? Suppressing cancer cures as a means of population control, inducing heart attacks as a form of assassination, education as a tool for accelerating onset of puberty and evolution. Interesting, isn't it? Blending all religions, the old religions will have to go. Now, I think they just did something like that some time ago, where they was bringing all these various religions together. They made a big deal of it. The Catholic Church is accepting all these different religions. But the old belief, believing in Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life, that's got to go. Blending all religions, the old religions will have to go. So belief in Jesus Christ as the Savior, as the Messiah, as the only way to heaven, salvation, that's got to go. Changing the Bible through revisions of key words, taking words out, putting words in, changing the meaning of words. And look, these people said, the churches will help us. Did you hear that? New World Order said, the churches will help us to destroy the church. That's crazy, but that's what they said. Restructuring education as a tool of indoctrination, more time in school, but they wouldn't learn anything. Controlling who has access to information, schools as the hub of the community, books would just disappear from the library, basically Bibles, and anything that's talking about righteousness, they'll probably get that out of the library. Changing laws to support their demonic doctrine. The encouragement of drug abuse to create a jungle atmosphere, alcohol abuse, that's the reason why they're trying to, they're legalizing marijuana. Now, if they start in the legalization of marijuana, where do you think is going to go from there? They're not going to just legalize marijuana. They're going to legalize more drugs that's harmful to people and mess people's minds up. That's what they're going to do. Yeah, we got a pastor right now who's dope smoking, and he thinks that's connecting him with God through smoking marijuana and getting high. And that's what he's pushing in his church. That's really religious right there. You get high on some weed, the devil brings you all this mess, and you say it's the Lord. Wow. My Lord. Restrictions on travel, the need for more jails and using hospitals as jails, no more security, crime used to manage society, curtailment of American industrial preeminence. No manufacturing, huh? Shift in populations and economies, tearing social roots, sports as a tool of social change, sex and violence inculcated through entertainment. Does that sound familiar? Is that familiar? Do y'all kind of see that all the time? You can't look at a program, you can't look at a movie without somebody involved in illicit sex and somebody getting their head chopped off. That's all right there. Anything that's clean, they get at low ratings. But if there's somebody, being nasty and being exceptionally violent, that's okay. Interesting. Travel restrictions and implanted ID chips. They want to chip you now. But this is something that they were talking about 30, 40 years ago. Now they're doing it. Excuse me. Food control, weather control. Know how people respond, making them do what you want, mind control, falsify scientific research, terrorism. Do we have a lot of terrorism now? Financial control. Did we have a financial collapse just a little while ago? Surveillance, implants, and televisions that watch you, home ownership, a thing of the past. Did we just have a housing crash just a little while ago? Interesting. The arrival of the totalitarian global system. Now, that's a few of the things that the New World Order was talking about. And it's all under what we're mentioning today, spiritual deception. Do you see how they're trying to get every aspect of godliness and holiness and righteousness out of the mind of people so that they can push their own global satanic Luciferian doctrine. Look, this NWO, this globalization was something that was planned decades ago. And now we're seeing it now. Now, why am I saying this like this? Because the deception started way back then. But how did it flourish so? Because nobody spoke against it. Because nobody saw the subtle deception. Nobody saw how it was creeping in under the wire. Why? Because it was dealing with your carnal wants. It was dealing with the lust of the eye. All that. That's what it was dealing with. And now, we're all messed up. We're all jacked up. We got preachers that they don't even know right from wrong. They won't stand up for anything. Some of them is doing the very things that the Bible says not to do. They aren't in the unclean thing. The Bible tells us not to touch the unclean thing. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. How are you going to be separate from something and you all wrapped up in it? You're not separate from that. You can't preach against that and you're doing those things and getting cuts from it and getting paid under the table for this stuff. Where's your back? Where's your spiritual backbone? What happened to your helmet of salvation? What happened to the love of Christ? What happened to the word of God being preached straight according to what Jesus said? What happened to all that? Huh? Come on. Come on. Come on. Pick up your sword. Put your arm on. Get in the fight. Come against these various foul spirits and demons. We can do it. We can do it together. Come on. If we're going to go down, let's go down fighting, all right? Huh? Don't just lay over there like a wet noodle. Wimpy. Sorry. Bound to everything that Satan says. No. No, no. It's not happening. All right. Now, that's concluding this show. As I say to all of you out there, be encouraged, but don't be deceived. Get in your Bible. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We don't have any strength except it be of Christ Jesus. He is our Lord and our Savior. He is our strength. He is our deliverer. He is our Savior. It is His wisdom and might that we fight. And we fight. I want to thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week, a week after next. Y'all continue in the Lord. Be strong. Be encouraged. Keep your mind on Christ Jesus and let Him strengthen you. And He will. Exercise the gifts and callings that Christ Jesus has given you, and they'll grow. They'll become stronger and stronger. The scripture tells us, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Saints, people of the Most High God, we shouldn't be running from the devil. We shouldn't be running from foul spirits. We should do what the Lord say and resist him, and he'll flee. Now, I'm a living witness to that. You resist him, he'll flee. You keep resisting him, he'll flee. But you got to submit yourself, therefore, to God first. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for your listening audience on today. Lord God, we ask that you touch them, that you bless them, that you keep them. Strengthen them in your word. Strengthen them in your spirit, Father God. If there's anyone out there, Father, that is suffering or tormented by foul spirits, we come against that foul spirit right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. And we command him to loose his hope by the authority of Jesus Christ. Anybody that's oppressed, anybody that's suffering with any type of sickness or disease, we lift that person up to you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that your will be done in their life. We bless them, Father, in Jesus' name. Until we shall meet again on the next broadcast, amen and amen. Be blessed, people. Be blessed.